Welcome to One Poem Only. I'm Maggie Devers. On Sundays, we do things a little differently. Instead of just one poem, today I'll read all the poems from the past week. A quiet recap, a second listen, or maybe a first chance to catch what you missed. And at the end, I'll share one new poem to carry us into the week ahead. So settle in, and let's revisit this week in verse. And then, something fresh to close. One Poem Only submissions are now open. I'm looking for poetry that lets the light in, that celebrates rebirth, renewal, and turning toward brightness. Deadline is Thursday, October 30th. Details are in the show notes. Send me words that make you come alive. St. Pancras Station, August 1915, by Vera Brittain. One long, sweet kiss pressed close upon my lips. One moment's rest on your swift beating heart, and all was over, for the hour had come for us to part. A sudden forward motion of the train, the world grown dark, although the sun still shone. One last blurred look through aching tear-dimmed eyes, and you were gone. The Colosseum by Edgar Allan Poe. Type of the antique Rome, rich reliquary of lofty contemplation left to time by buried centuries of pomp and power. At length, after so many days of weary pilgrimage and burning thirst, thirst for the springs of lore that in thee lie, I kneel, an altered and a humble man, amid thy shadows, and so drink within my very soul thy grandeur, gloom, and glory. Vastness and age and memories of eld, silence and desolation and dim night. I feel ye now, I feel ye in your strength. O spells more sure than e'er a Judean king taught in the gardens of Gethsemane. O charms more potent than the rapt Chaldee ever drew down from out the quiet stars. Here, where a hero fell, a column falls. Here, where the mimic eagle glared in gold, a midnight vigil holds the swarthy bat. Here, where the dames of Rome their gilded hair waved to the wind, now wave the reed and thistle. Here, where on the golden throne the monarch lulled, glides, scepter-like, unto his marble home, lit by the wan light of the horned moon, the swift and silent lizard of the stones. But stay. These walls, these ivy-clad arcades, these moldering plinths, these sad and blackened shafts, these vague entablatures, this crumbling frieze, these shattered cornices, this wreck, this ruin. These stones, alas, these gray stones, are they all of the famed and the colossal left by the corrosive hours to fate and me? Not all, the echoes answer me, not all. Prophetic sounds and loud arise forever from us, and from all ruin unto the wise. As melody from Menon to the sun, we rule the hearts of mightiest men. We rule with a despotic sway all giant minds. We are not impotent, we pallid stones. Not all our power is gone, not all our fame. Not all the magic of our high renown, not all the wonder that encircles us. Not all the mysteries that in us lie, not all the memories that hang upon and cling around about us as a garment, clothing us in a robe of more than glory. The Garden Path and All That Jazz by Anisha Sengupta Younger. Often enough, the ziplock splits, the bones crash, and I can feel the day's presence all too well. The particles of my cerebellum, caught unawares, just like the watchtower, it's not able to keep track of all the salubrious needs and has put together a search of sorts. Futile in time. A calibrated onset of old and new. A used photo. A preset to an onset. A zap, a heart lurch. A momentary confusion. Another parable. Exiting the marrow so entrenched in the dailies, but flying high. The line's been drawn 3 times over at least, and on the invisible one, the tropics heaving over my shoulder, where not a drop of water was to be found, but Ares sits, amused. I move quiet intently, winding my way around atonement, the belly of the beast fed, distracted for a moment, and the equal measure of pain and passion steady, at least for a moment. Did You Know by Maggie Devers. Did you know the divine feminine loves to find trouble and commune, to cannonball into the pool just to make waves and feel the splashback? Long, Too Long America by Walt Whitman. Long, too long, America. Traveling roads all even and peaceful, you learned from joys and prosperity only. But now, ah, now, to learn from cries of anguish, advancing, grappling with direst fate and recoiling not. And now to convince and to show the world what your children en masse really are. For who except myself has yet conceived what your children en masse really are? The Wish by a Young Lady by Letitia Pilkington. I ask not wit, nor beauty do I crave, nor wealth, nor pompous titles wish to have. But since 'tis doomed through all degrees of life, whether a daughter, sister, or a wife, that females should the stronger males obey, and yield implicit to their lordly sway, since this, I say, is every woman's fate, give me a mind to suit my slavish state. Commence by Maggie Devers. It's a magical place where you can do anything and leaving is never easy. So go slowly now, the trees whisper through the windows. Gather those drawings etched with your name as I taught you so long ago to offer, a remembering of all to come. You know this is your path, paved with the prints of others in chalk, paint, sand, and sweat. But the quest is yours alone, and you will find your way. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.